everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday DBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is May 24th, 2017. And let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's clear a situation that you're dealing with. Could be physical or emotional. Here we go. Releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're bringing the light beams now. And you may have one or more of them up. Maybe different monitors. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll bring up Michelle. So Michelle, are you there?
Ready? Hi. Welcome everybody to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship show. We're going to answer a bunch of questions. We have a lot of emails in the inbox. Thank you to everybody that wrote a question in. And if you would like to write a question in, you are welcome to. The email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you like, you can always get on www.creationlightship.com and write us a short message in the fast chat that's found on the right-hand side. And we can also read those, and those are anonymous. So, however you want to do it, if you want to add to tonight's show or even comment or ask a question, you are absolutely welcome to. And so tonight, Ron, I wanted to start off with, you have a testimonial. It's very short and nice. It's about the alien oxygen code removal. It says they did a 24/7 and they did the alien oxygen code removal every 2 hours. And they felt it go deeper and deeper into their lungs. So they felt it really worked. And for anyone who's unfamiliar with that one, that is a free one, and it's on the free list on the left-hand side of the website. So, Ron, how would that go deeper and deeper? Do you want to explain that one to anybody who hasn't done it yet?
Well, as you're, each time you do a clearing and you go into it again, it might go a little deeper for you, except for the whole lifetime ones. So that's what I think was probably happening, is that the oxygen was penetrating more into the body and allowing somebody to have better breathing, we'll say. And then from there, as you do it again with the oxygen code removal, you're getting rid of the alien oxygen that's harming you. So as you keep doing it more and more, you're going to start feeling better. So that's kind of how I would look at it, as far as why you would do the oxygen over and over again. So it sounds like it's very good to me to do that. So back to you.
Yeah, I like this one. And whenever I've done it, I have always chosen the three separate colors. So does it help to just kind of play around with different ones, different choices?
Yeah, you might try that to see which one is maybe more beneficial for you to get rid of that oxygen that's harming you. So, yeah, I would suggest that. That could be great.
Okay. I've always just kind of guessed. So is that okay to just guess what you think it might be and you just choose a color?
Yeah, no problem. Guessing is good.
Okay. All right, great. So then we have somebody else who wrote in. They had been checking out the alien parallel lifetime. So it says, I was listening to your VBS radio show last night, and at one point you were talking about alien parallel lifetimes. I went to find it on the Creation Lightship website and found two related clearings entitled The Timeline Crash, Advanced Parallel Life Programs, and then also Alien Parallel Lifetime Removal. And the person was wondering if you could explain the difference between those two.
What are they again? Because it might be a little difficult.
Yeah, so basically it's the timeline crash. And the full name of it is Timeline Crash Advanced Parallel Life Program. And then the other one, which rarely gets spoken about, but some people got it recently, and we're using it, is called the Alien Parallel Lifetime Removal.
Okay, the second one is used for and only for your whole lifetime clearings. So, you know, whatever you've had on your whole lifetime clearings, you can use that to augment and to go deeper with your clearing, because you're putting that energy into that alien timeline, like your emotional clearing or your mental clearing, you know, feeling body, fear, etc. So that's what it's used for, is that. And the other clearing is just strictly for timelines. And we have the different cloned ones, the clone planets, cloned Earths, that you could be living on. So back to you.
So you mean regular timelines are... That's interesting. So, okay, so regular timelines, like right now I'm doing a timeline crash on one specific subject matter, and there are seven different aspects to those timeline crashes, but you are saying that those are literally happening on other places. They're not just thought projections?
No, they are physical, real timeline, just like you're listening to the program right now here on PBS. This is where you're actually physically living. And you're on these alien-created timeline of life for you. So you are living in the physical body, just maybe the way you are now, or wearing something else, and you are experiencing life as a multidimensional being on different alien timelines that they choose to put you onto.
Wow. Yeah, and it seems like the ones that they really get you are obviously when they get not only you, but many people, and they get you emotionally. So if you're emotionally attached to that, then you're really on that timeline.
And maybe multiple ones.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one is... Like hundreds?
Yeah, hundreds or thousands of them. It depends how emotionally you're attached to something. They're getting more mileage out of you. All they do is copy and paste you, so that's the way to look at it. You're being copied and pasted continuously, and as you have more situations going on, unfortunately, that's what happens. So, you know, that's why you do timeline crashes, to help yourself. So, back to you.
Yeah, and I've found it personally. You did mention a couple shows ago, so I've been doing this, is that if I say, oh, I'm emotionally attached to this event, it makes me very upset. So then I find all the emotions that are attached to that, depression, anger, just regular emotion, something that maybe in my feeling body having to do with that situation. And then once I clear all those emotional aspects of it, then I do the timeline crashes on the event. And then, oh my goodness, does it work? It's amazing. Like I've had validation from all sorts of outside sources that would have no idea that I was doing this. Go, yeah, this is not happening anymore. And this is starting to end. And this is stopping. And I'm like, wow, it's just amazing.
Very good, yeah, because once the timeline is released, it doesn't exist anymore. And then you're, you know, living on maybe the timeline that you're supposed to be living on here without any interference. So the timelines are where the problems are. That's what they're actually, they're abductions. If you want to use the word, we started the show over again, we said, well, abductions are timelines. And then you go, well, I've never been abducted. I haven't seen any alien. Have you seen orbs and pictures? Well, you probably have, so you've seen aliens. Have you seen them come into your room? Well, just take some pictures. You may see them. Can they abduct you? More than likely, they might be able to. But remember, the aliens are in control of time. They created time for you to live in. And since they're in control of time, they can stop time whenever they choose to. And we all know at different times of the year, using the word time again, time seems to speed up and slow down, and you've all had days like that. That's what they're doing, is they're messing with the time. And the time is that they stop time. You won't know that it stopped, because you're frozen in space. You're frozen in time, and they can do experiments with you, etc., on these tangent timelines. And you can still be stopped here, but still living life, many lives, maybe hundreds, if not maybe thousands of them, automatically, you know, as we're speaking right now. So whenever you think back about, upon your past, and you think of a situation that you may have had or encountered, you are on that timeline because you're seeing it. It's brought back to you. And if it's very painful, then you may feel the pain from that timeline because you are living it over and over and over and over again. So I guess it's like that movie Groundhog Day. So back to you.
Yes, that movie Groundhog Day. Otherwise, the movie, the new one that came out, I think it's something about tomorrow. Tomorrow Never Comes, I believe, with Tom Cruise.
Good, yeah, and this is the one, the Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, yeah. Adjustment Bureau, yeah. It's interesting. Okay, so great. That's always a fantastic one, and thank you for recently making it so that once you buy it, you can always have it, and you can continually run different timeline crashes. So any situation in your life that you go, oh, wow, I several times in my life I have walked down the street and dropped all my books on the ground, and it always upsets me, and I'm really tired of it happening. So you would disconnect yourself from the emotion of having that occurrence happen, and then you would timeline crash a small few, maybe one sentence about explaining that situation under the different types, and we can list what those are. I don't have them all in front of me, but I think they're like muscle memory, vortex, just regular, just your name, upside down, sideways. I think there's one more. But there's all different types of timeline crashes, and then you stop having that event be a possibility in your life. It's quite amazing. And you can use it for anything that continually occurs in your life, because like Ron said, once the aliens figure out that this really bothers you or does get some emotional charge out of you, then they keep finding ways to make it happen. And maybe it's not several times in this lifetime, but it's several times over several lifetimes. So,
amazing how I keep using the word time, isn't it? It definitely got us in time.
Yeah, it's all about time. Time, 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 time. So the person says, once again, I so appreciate you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship. Thank you for all your help.
Great.
Okay, yeah. Oh, this is a great question. I just really like this one. It says, is it true that in the beginning, humans and plants and animals could easily talk to each other?
Well, I would say that'd probably be a correct statement, yeah. But it'd be more like mental telepathy. So back to you.
Yeah, you know, it's always wondered among people who study plants and all the different medicinal qualities that they have, and also whether or not they're poisonous or how to best get those qualities out of the plant by burning them or smashing them or making a poultice out of them. There's many different ways that you can use a plant. And people have always wondered, well, how did people figure this out? How do they know? And people are like, well, the shamans would just ask the plant, you know, what are you good for? Why are you here? And the plant would say, I can cure your headache or whatever. So very good. Okay, so Ron, is there any healing that you want to do?
Well, we could stop time for one of your situations that you're dealing with. That'd be no problem. So think of a situation that you may have. And here we go, just releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll stop your time for you. And to see how your body is responding right now. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention again, because it is Wednesday, so it's coming up pretty fast, that on Saturday we do have our special shackle removal call. It's only $20, always way far and beyond worth it. So if you are available, and even if you're not, please find a way to get on that call or get your name on the list and even do it absentee, which I believe that's okay to be absentee for this call. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, absentee would work fine for it. Yeah, you just pay for it, and you don't have to be on the call, and you'll be absentee. So simple as that.
Okay, great. So once you pay for it, then your name is on Ron's list, and you are on the call, and the work is being done on you. But, you know, many people do enjoy being on the call firsthand, hearing what you're doing, and having a little bit of a description and maybe resting during that time so they can really feel when different things happen. So it's going to be occurring on Saturday, May 27th, so that's this weekend coming up. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so Central Time, I believe that's 3. Eastern Time, I believe that's 4. And people around the world know how to adjust their time for that. So get on that call if you like, and you can pay for that using the PayPal, which is on the right-hand side of the main page of the website. And again, it's shackle removal, and I think this is the third or fourth call of this, so it's getting very deep. Many people that have done this particular call before with Ron have always had absolutely amazing results. I know I have, because I have a feeling, you know, I've been here before. So if you're experiencing any type of stiffness, chronic pain, or any type of other body dysfunctions, this call may be exactly what you need to finally let that pain go. Okay. Did you want to talk?
Yeah, the shackle call is just a very good call. You're going to enjoy it. So, anybody who's been on it has just benefited by it. So, you know, just get on it and see what happens. Back to you.
Yeah, and it'll always be at least 2 hours. So a lot gets done, which is really good. So, okay. I'm just swimming around trying to find different emails here. They have a lot of different things that people have written in about, which is great. Oh, we got a lot of fast chat, so let's see what people are writing in. It says, do all the people... Oh, okay. So when somebody does the all-parallel lifetime removal clearings for the whole life, do other people get off of that timeline that you're crashing, or is it just you?
Each time you do a timeline crash, the people that are on it with you, which could be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people with a similar situation, they're also being taken off of that timeline. That's what nice thing about timeline crashes, is that you continuously are working with other people, not knowing it, but you're getting off of it yourself along with the other people. So back to you.
Yeah, it's really great. So if you are on some timeline, you know, and then you crash it, you're helping everybody that's on that timeline. And since relatively few people in this world kind of know about this technology, basically, you could help a lot of people out, something that they may never learn how to do or have the benefit of knowing that this is even a possibility. So it's really amazing. Okay, so... All right, this person, this is about entities. It says, last night as I slept, I was being attacked what appears to be a male human spirit. He was large and densely heavy, and they feel that they were attacked 3 times, and what can they do against a human spirit attack?
I don't think that's possible. To be entities attacked. But spirits, yes. No. I don't think that's a possibility at all. So back to you.
Do you think it was just a mental thought, like a dark side practitioner?
That could be, but it wouldn't be a spirit from something floating around. It could be entities, but the verbiage there is not, it doesn't sound correct to me. So you're not going to be attacked by somebody's spirit. That doesn't happen. An entity, yes. Emotional body, yes. Somebody doing some type of spell on you, yes. But, somebody's spirit, no.
Okay, good. All right, well, the next person writes and they say there's all this strong emotions around political things, so like politically charged things. I think we've all kind of been experiencing that lately or possibly just observing it, hopefully. It says aliens are using opportunities to abduct us on the timelines and the group's anger in concerning certain political parties. And they feel that this explains all the violence and the darkness gathered, that there's a lot of strong emotions for whatever side you are supporting or not supporting. I guess that could be...
Well, if you're going outside of yourself and getting into energies that really don't relate to you, in a sense. It's kind of a hard thing to answer. But the first thing is, what can you do about it, number one? Possibly nothing. And so why get yourself stuck on these timelines to cause you harm? So that's the way I would kind of look at this here. So back to you.
So, yeah, I know, shortly after I think the day of the election, you were able to disconnect all of the listeners on that show to having any affiliation to either side so that we weren't like, oh, I was, wanting this person to be in and I'm upset that they're not in and I'm upset that this other person is in, or I'm very extremely happy about who got in. And you just disconnected us from having anything because, like you said, really, it doesn't really affect your day-to-day life too much. I mean, I suppose you could say it does, but for most people, it probably really doesn't. But when you read articles, that's putting you on a timeline, or if you, listen to an expressed opinion or whatnot. So if you are on that timeline, could you just crash that then? What you think is...
Well, you may want to do the media clearing.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that clearing first. And then, do some timeline crashes on it.
Oh, perfect. Because, you know what? I mean, honestly, it would be endless. You would have to do just the media crash, and then for each specific type, like television, things that you read, social media, things that you read in papers, and then timeline crash it. Otherwise, it would just be too many choices. Okay, well, listeners, I know that I'm jumping around quite a bit to different subject matter. Hope I'm not going too fast. And if there's anything that you need explained further that we do not get to in this show, we have 4 shows every week, and that's why we just continually go on, answer your questions, read new things. But I really like when I get stuff like this, something we were already speaking about earlier, which was the alien oxygen code removal. This is a response to that. So the person says that they chose to put the unknown for color. And what would that do, Ron?
I can't really say what it would do. It'd give you a healing of something you don't know anything about. So that's another way of doing it. That's why we have the other or unknown in the different boxes. So all the healings work. It just depends how you might know more about something than something else, and unknown is always a nice thing to do. if you don't know what's hitting you.
Good. Well, that's great.
You are like under attack by what you think is, you know, you have to first have to know, are you being attacked externally or internally? Is your problem that you're dealing with because it's inside of you? And then you have to do whole lifetime clearings to release it. Or is it something from the outside of you coming to you? And so if it's from the outside, then we have typically the alien attack page. But you must do, do some kind of clearing. The unfortunate thing that we get the questions on the radio is people say, I'm being under attack by so-and-so. I don't know what they have done, okay? What clearings have you, you know, went to the website to do to help yourself? And what whole life clearings specifically have you done to try to help yourself? The free ones are like a Band-Aid. The whole lifetime ones are there to help you to get rid of stuff from inside of you, which brings things to you with the dark side agenda, which is the law of attraction. So if you haven't done any whole lifetime clearings and you wonder why you're under attack, well, you just need to get a clue and do some clearings to clean the stuff out of you. Otherwise, by doing the free clearings that we have, may not be that much of a benefit because you haven't got to the source of your situation. So we do have remedies. It's up to you to figure out what you may need, you know, to help yourself out. So back to you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, an ongoing process because most people will clear something out and then they'll have this memory. Oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, wow, I've got to deal with that too, which is great. I mean, now we have something other than thinking, hoping, wishing, and praying. We have something tangible to actually get that out. So very helpful. And our next person wants to know, Ron, is the Earth in alignment?
Well, I'm not checking out the old Earth, okay? So the new Earth, which is what you go to as you do clearings and you're able to enter there, is in alignment, yes. The old Earth, right? The old Earth, to me right now, it's just a time waster for me to go out and hunt down aliens that are keep coming in and in and all the problems that are here. So, no, I'm not really dealing with that. So back to you.
Okay. All right, so we're good. Okay, Ron, I was just reading this next one. I'm not sure if there's an answer. I'll just ask you what it says. It says, what is the best way to do this particular timeline crash? They're saying a lady that they know needs surgery, and it's for her eyes. And she needs to go to Australia, and there's basically a long waiting list for this doctor. Is there a way to timeline crash to make that happen faster?
Well, first of all, no, because then you're interfering with somebody else's free will. The timeline crash is for you to get off of a timeline that you're on. It's not going to affect anybody else when you get off of that timeline. So, you know, the light shift does not do the law of attraction. So from there, what you would have the person do is do timeline crashes on their eyes. So are they, I guess if they're going to be probably flying over to, that country, probably cost them quite a bit, I would guess, plus to see the ophthalmologist or whoever's doing the operation or whatever, have them spend a little bit of money. You know, maybe a few months on timeline crashes. No? That's what I would recommend, and have them stay with it. And you might be able to possibly improve your eyesight by getting off of the timelines where you have maybe poor or bad, you know, eyesight. So if they're concerned about that, then have them do that. The other way, you're going outside of yourself. If you choose to do that, there's no problem with it. If that, are you willing to, what if an entity comes into the doctor? Let's look at it this way. Here we go. So you go to the doctor, and she's been very successful. maybe 80% of the time. The other 20%, it's maybe questionable if it helps you or helps the people. But how are you going to be sure that that particular person, maybe the human, is going to be in that physical body that's doing the operation? Well, eyes are pretty sensitive, and, you know, one oops might be a problem with you not being able to see out of one eye. So, anyway, that's kind of my suggestion, is to do timeline crashes on your eyesight. And, you know, if it's, you know, bad or something, then maybe do, you know, a few million of them. So back to you.
So basically, the person who has the actual issue should be doing the timeline crashes for themselves. That's going to be the most effective.
Yeah, and unless the person who's asking, you know, wants to do that, no, it still would be effective. But the person's already going outside of themselves for a particular, you know, situation that they're dealing with. Like I said, nothing is wrong with that, but if they take their own personal responsibility and do some timeline crashes to get off the poor eyesight timeline, you might have even better luck with the operation that they're expecting to have. Remember, that energy that came to them is from timelines. So they're just on a bad eyesight timeline. You want to get off of that. And, you know, you want to do a lot of those particular timeline crashes. So, anyway, that's my suggestion.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Okay, so this next person says, I have been a healing practitioner for over 20 years. I am now doing as many clearings as I can with Creation Lightship. Would Ron do a clearing tonight on healing practitioners?
On alien practitioners?
No, healing people. People that, like a massage therapist, they're trying to help other people, and now they've stopped.
Well, let's see. I can take the energy away from you on one of your hands, but you're probably using your hands to do work. So, in fact, I'll do both hands. So I'll do the left hand first. Remember, whoever you touch, you got swimmed by that person. Now maybe for some reason you have a problem with moving your fingers or something. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you off your left hand. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do it again here on your other hand. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right, so we'll just see how that has helped you.
Woo, thank you. Okay, I'm trying to see. Okay, so Ron, you haven't sent out any shackle pins yet for the call on Saturday, is that correct?
Yeah, I don't look at what I'm doing until, you know, I'm on the call. So.
Okay. So I believe that somebody is just wondering, you know, they haven't gotten it yet. But I'll forward this to you, and you probably already have the receipt, and we'll probably be sending it out to the same person anyway when the time comes and you just send them out to everybody.
Yeah, and right now it's up on the website where you can pay for it. The code should be sent to you if you get on it. I think it's as of last night. But the ones that haven't, who paid, then I can just send me an email. Probably, you know, maybe it'll be on Friday, and I'll just send you the codes over to you. That'd be easier for me. So,
okay.
Back to you.
Our next listener is wondering, is the light chamber going to be at the Weed California Expo?
I think so, but I won't know until it's getting closer to the date for it. So.
Okay. All right, well, good. I guess it's just a matter of setting it up. So,
well, we have to make sure we have space. So as of right now, my knowledge it will be, but I won't know until maybe a week before. But we're planning to have it there. So, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So this one says, is there anything that can be cleared to stop the drought in Florida that the aliens are causing?
Gray sky clearing, possibly. But remember, you're looking at man-made things, so it could be, you know, aliens in physical bodies doing stuff and the different energies that, you know, happen. So just try the gray sky clearings and the earth imbalance clearing. They're both free clearings. See what happens. And actually, you know, if you're worried about it, then do a lot of them. If you do, 500 to 1,000 or more. Remember, each time you do it, some of the energy gets taken away from the alien. But, you know, doing 10 of those probably won't help a whole lot. So you want to just stay on it.
Okay, yeah. I do know people that have done certain healings for that type of thing, or healings or timeline crashes or whatever, because they're experiencing it, they're in it, like they're living that state and everything. And it has been very effective. So if the issue is drought and you were doing like a timeline crash, you would just use the word drought starting at this date maybe or this month in Florida, in the area that you're in. If you're experiencing it, you can timeline crash it. And then also you said the gray skies. Oh, I wonder. That's all I can think of now. Anything else, Ron?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. But I do know that has worked. Worked in California, and it worked in some other places. So, okay, great. Okay, so this is also about eye surgery. It says, suggest after timeline crash body jumpstart or parts of it, but to be effective and possibly the deaf barcode. Oh, okay. So, yeah, the deaf barcode would be good and the body jumpstart. They're saying in case that surgery could possibly cause more serious illnesses. So yeah, those would be good suggestions. I think they're wondering, you know, what else they could suggest to their friend to do. Because,
well, yeah, they've done their emotional clearing. I'm assuming that they probably have done it because, you know, they're talking about that. So remember, if you haven't done your emotional clearing, then problem that you're dealing with could be caused by that. Like I said, it's a little difficult, you know, with these questions because, when I hear them, I'm assuming because we have a lot of listeners and they've been listening to programs for a long time that they've already done their whole lifetime emotional clearing. So, you know, if you're trying to give them a small Band-Aid and tell them to do, you know, the timeline crashes on it, I would not waste the time of doing that unless they have done their whole lifetime emotional clearing. Well, I'm already assuming that they already have that. If they haven't, then that's what you have them do. You know, if they don't understand about it or can't figure it out or don't want to do it because maybe they're a good Baptist or something and they don't want to do anything but something else, you know, with a different religion, and you're willing to pay for the clearings for them, then you can run them yourself for that person. So if the person's, you know, connecting and talking to us right now, have you suggested having them do their whole lifetime emotional clearing? And then next, have you suggested having them do the body jumpstart clearing? And then also, have you suggested them to do maybe 10 to maybe 20,000 clearings for your eyes on timelines. Remember, this is an issue for them, and they need to do timeline crashes, but you have to do the other ones first. So back to you.
Okay, so then the same person has gone on to say that it's not the eyes directly. It is a tumor in the brain. So I'm wondering if fear would be a good whole lifetime clearing to do. So emotional and then fear, get those two major emotions out of there, like set those aside so they're not a factor anymore, and then start working on the physical with the body jump start and possibly timeline crashes. But yeah, of course, like Ron has mentioned,
listen to our program a lot, they'll know what to tell them to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get stuck on one issue or one person. You know, it is beneficial for the people on the radio show here, but I'd rather get into other things that maybe are more specific to something going on, and to try to take up 15 minutes to tell somebody how to do, clearings for a friend who maybe won't even want to do them. So let's just move on.
Yeah. Okay, great. So somebody else said, oh, they don't know about an unknown color. Oh, but it says custom color. So this goes back to the oxygen code. You could do custom color, and I guess you could write an unknown. I just wanted to check that. So, okay, great. And the next person says that they do feel that they are neutral about politics, which is good. That once in a while they feel they get caught up in the energy pool, but they generally try to stay out of it. It's probably a good idea. It's probably going to happen with or without our input anyway, right, Ron?
Yep, that's right. There's always something out there to give opposition to something. That's how the aliens work, where they created, the law of attraction. So when you have the law of attraction, you go from one extreme to the other, and that's what you're experiencing if you get tied into these things. So back to you.
Okay, so then the next person says, well, if I want to do the media clearing, where do I find it? So I believe
the bottom left side of the website. On the navigation location. I think it's near the bottom.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So in any search bar, media. Is that what you mean? Just write media in any search?
It should be right there that you can click on it easily. I think it'll say media clearing on the bottom left or near the bottom.
Oh, yes. I think I just rolled past it. Okay. All right, great. Well, it is under there, under media. It's there in several places. So it's also in the book in the list under M. So, okay. So this one says for shackles. Is it possible to do deceased loved ones who possibly want to do, I'm sorry, here, it says, is it possible to do for deceased loved ones, but must the deceased loved ones have already had done the emotional and spirit? So I think they're wondering if they can do the shackle call for the deceased for deceased people?
Well, they're still living on timelines, and so that would help. I would say you could do that, yes, even though if they're not living, because they're still living on timelines. Just because your life here ends doesn't mean that you're still not on timelines, okay? Just like you're on timelines from yesterday living. Your experience is over and over and over again, and you're living your birth over and over and over again. So you're living all these situations that maybe pushed your buttons. And, you're out there on all these timelines. So when you die, you're not living here any longer, then, yeah, they're still getting your energy from you. So you could do that. I don't know what benefit it would do, you know, for them and also for you. But, you know, you could do that. So back to you. Maybe somebody who's listening may have an idea for that.
Okay. All right, I will check that in just a moment. I just wanted to read this real quick. It says, on December 28, 2009, It's a Wonderful Show, meaning an archive. Ron does a feeling body and trauma body clearing, as well as space holders for our twin flame. Conversation of home base, twin flame, earth spirit, and source, preparing to turn off the lights to start over again. Thank you very much. So if anyone wants to hear that particular show, the date again is December 28th, 2009. And then the listener goes on to mention another one is August 29th, 2009. Ron brings in the energy of Mother Mary, Jesus' grandmother, Archangel Michael, and Moses. It made me feel peaceful and hopeful. Thank you for that. So if the listener wants, if the person wants to listen to the archive to get those different energies that Ron sometimes allows us to feel, and it's quite wonderful and amazing and also just very peaceful and just almost seems normal because it's right there. It's very remarkable. But that show is August 29th, 2009. And since we're on that, Ron, did you want to maybe just explain how you do that, like how you can tap into those energies?
Yeah, if you're on the light ship and the energy exists there, I can tap into it. And so some of the masters that were here were from the light ship. Some of the masters could have been from the darkness, but the ones that are on the light ship I can connect to and bring the energy in for people. So, back to you.
Okay. All right, let me go to some of the top and see if anybody wrote. Okay, it says, this one says, we have no drought in northern Florida. Maybe they are on a drought timeline. I don't know anything about it, to be honest, so I don't know. Okay. Oh, the person is wondering, is there an unlimited media? No, I believe not. I believe it is for a certain amount of time. I believe it goes for a month at a time. Okay. Ron, if people have had attunements in the past by other healers, how would you suggest they go about getting rid of those?
You first want to put that the practitioner's name in, or group's name, or whatever it is, organization, into the either the Cursive Texas Spell Clearing or the Dark Side Practitioner. So if you just went to one person and you knew their name and they did some mumble jumble over you, you know, put their hands on your head and did some prayers or something, or, you know, did transmissions to you, daily transmissions, saying that it's from Metatron or who knows what, then you are hooked up to those energies. So you want to focus on the person as a dark side practitioner. And you could also be a dark side practitioner yourself by telling people to do certain things or to get involved with something. So it's always good to do it on yourself once in a while. If you don't know anything about the organization and you know that they did a whammy on you, then you can put it into the Curse of Texas spell and clear it that way. And you may want to do it, you know, more than one or two times. You know, I'd get the unlimited version on that. So what can happen to you is you could be just driving your car down the freeway and make a mistake and maybe almost hit somebody next to you or something, and they're really upset now only because they got a brand new car and it's only has 10 miles on it, and you could have wrecked their car for them. So now they're giving you the high sign, the oneness sign, you know, and yelling at you and screaming. Well, they're doing stuff to you. And so you just made a mistake and didn't really mean to do it, but all of a sudden now, next couple of days, you wake up and, man, your body's starting to ache, wondering what's going on, and you have the flu or something, well, they could have did something to you. You don't get plenty of it to see the person again in your life. So that's all we have, the Curse of Texas Spell Clearing. And you may also want to get on the our Tuesday call, which is for energetic cord release, as they could be cording you too. So, you know, if you're wrapped up in a lot of rituals and stuff, we have that religious indoctrination clearing. I think we have a God clearing on there. Remember, there's probably thousands of gods out there wanting to connect you. Each church has their own alien, own god on it, so you know, there's lots of those. You're all up in all the ship clouds, so remember, you need to realize that this place is pretty corrupted. So to get stuff off of you, you have to backpedal, and it probably would not be an easy process. But, you know, it's up to you how you, you know, how much longer you want to live and if these energies that you have been connected to is actually harming you. What I would definitely say, if you have any literature or books about this organization or the person or whatever, I would definitely burn that information so that there's no more energy left on the paper to connect to you. Just having a book in your house that maybe you looked at 30 years ago about doing some type of healing. We could just say Reiki, for instance. That's the dark side energy there. So you're using mind symbols, mind energy, to do healing work. That's not of the light, it's of the mind. And the mind is from the aliens, and the aliens are from darkness. So even though the healing may work fine when you do somebody, you know, as far as doing a clearing on them or a healing with using Reiki, you're still hooking them up to those darkness energies. And what's going to happen to you? So anyway, that's what you want to do, is try to backpedal and just burn everything that you have with, you know, in accordance to whatever you have done in the past. And that may help you, because energy is still connected to you with those keywords. Even though you, you know, have it wrapped up in a box, and maybe it's in your garage, it's still going to affect you. Just get rid of it out of your life. But you want to live in the Tao energy and peace. So, back to you. And the darkness can heal wonderfully. You know, that's what they do. They gave you the problem, and they can take it away, you know, instantly if they choose to work with a practitioner. So, back to you.
Wow, you just laid it down. Pretty much said, you know, a lot there. That was great. Thank you. Yep. The darkness gave you the problem. And then you say, oh, something out there, please help me. And the darkness says, oh, yeah, we'll help you and take away the problem that it gave you. And then you think, oh, man, that really worked. But really, it's not non-duality energy, it's duality energy, and that's not good. So stay away from all of it, basically. That was great, Ron. Very good. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, this is going back to the drought. Somebody else wrote in with a suggestion that said the Earth imbalance timeline crash, which I believe is one of the free ones, and possibly the harmonic frequency clearing, but they only work in the area where the person is living. So only a person who's living in that place could use it for those purposes.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. I'm impressed. I got to say, people are writing in. They have suggestions. They know what works. They have done it, and they can let other people know, hey, this is another thing you can try, and I think that's just excellent. We have some great people out there in the world who are really paying attention, and they're learning all these great things and making not only their life, but many people's lives better in a lot of ways. So I just think that's fantastic. Okay, this one says, those went into healing profession. My observations verify what Ron said, the spirit will kill you to get you better. So, or maybe the body will kill you. So doing this as a profession probably is what you'd need to do for yourself. The dark side brought the problem via law of attraction. Oh, clients who have issues that you need to work on. Interesting. Yeah, so if you're a healer, you were in the healing profession, the issues that you need to work on, the dark side will bring those clients that have that problem to you in order to make you aware that you need to work on that issue. But touching them will not get you over that issue. That's not to touch them. But true. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Remember, when you work with people, you're normally physically touching them, and you're picking up those alien critters that you maybe know nothing about, but they come into you. And then you get slimed by their body energies, and maybe they're clones that you've been touching, so now you got the clone skin residue. And it's like our show is getting close to its end here, so we better gotta honor that for the next CBS show. So, we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop here, everybody. So here we go, Mind to Heart Drop. And here we go. So we want to command your spirit. You take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, co-host. And, you know, again, thank you, all you listeners. Bye, everybody. Good evening.